listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about how God can bring good from pressing and pain. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 8, verse 1, where we read, "Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles." Now, a few verses before this, we met the man who supervised the execution of Stephen, who was the first martyr of the Christian faith. Acts chapter 8, verse 1 continues the story of Saul, telling us that Saul was consenting to the death of Stephen. The English translation probably isn't strong enough. The idea behind the ancient Greek word that's translated pseudoneko, or that ancient Greek word, the idea is this: to approve, to be pleased with. Some people are reluctant persecutors, but Saul wasn't one of those. He took pleasure in attacking and even killing Christians. You see, Saul of Tarsus, whom most of us know by his Roman name, Paul, later came to deeply regret this persecution of the church. He later wrote that he was not worthy to be called an apostle because he persecuted the church of God. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now, Stephen's death was only the beginning. It was the start of a great persecution that arose against the church. The floodgates of violence were now open against the Christians, and Saul was only one of many persecutors. You know, before, individual apostles had been arrested and beaten and troubled, but now every believer was threatened with violence and perhaps death. In the year 1956, on the shores of a river in the jungles of Ecuador, natives murdered 5 missionaries who came to preach Jesus. To many, this death seemed like a senseless tragedy. Many could only see 5 young missionaries who had their careers cut short, or the 5 widows and the fatherless children of those widows. But God did an amazing work through those 5 men, even in their deaths, and the blessing long echoed through people like Elizabeth Elliot, the widow of one of those missionary martyrs. In a similar way, Stephen's death might seem meaningless at first glance. His young ministry of power and eloquence was cut abruptly short. His ministry also seemed to end in failure. You know, no one was immediately brought to faith on the day Stephen was martyred, and all that came was more persecution. But as often has been the case, the blood of the martyrs became the seed of the church. Afterward, it said of the disciples of Jesus that they were scattered throughout the regions. Now the Christians were forced to do what they had been reluctant to do: get the message of Jesus out to the surrounding regions. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus clearly told his followers to look beyond Jerusalem and bring the gospel to Judea, to Samaria, and to the whole world. Up to this point, Jesus's followers had not done this. So the good that came from the tragic martyrdom of Stephen shows us that God can and will use painful and pressing circumstances to guide his people into his will. Sometimes we must be shaken out of our comfortable state before we can do what God wants us to do. When God allows some shaking, some pressing, or some pain, don't forget to look for his purpose in it all. It may be something greater than you ever imagined.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.